Well, the Burrup Peninsula, home to the world's largest and oldest rock art, was once considered sacred by the Western Australian government. Now areas are at risk. There are more than 2,400 registered Aboriginal sites on the Burrup Peninsula, but with ancient art covering the whole region, government deregistering sites could mean their destruction. Nina Copel reports.
They are older than the Egyptian pyramids and tell the story of human evolution. The Burrup Peninsula's ancient rock paintings are a national treasure, but political decisions in Western Australia mean they may not always be sacred.
It really just smacks of really odd that you've got all these entities saying, yes, it's the best place in the world, but our own Aboriginal heritage sector says it's not.
According to Robin Chappell, member for the mining and pastoral area of Western Australia, the only thing standing in the way of the Burrup Peninsula gaining World Heritage listing is the state government.
The nomination, because the indications is it will be accepted immediately, because it is globally the most significant petroglyph site anywhere in the world.
The Western Australian government uses the Aboriginal Heritage Act to declare areas of significance as sacred, but the act has a bad track record. Torcare, lecturer at Curtin University, says there have been only six cases where Indigenous activist groups have been able to use the Act.
Creating legislation that is kind of in the name of seeking to protect Aboriginal people, or in this case Aboriginal heritage, and often what these acts do is they do quite the opposite. So they say that they're about protecting a certain thing, but it's really about taking control of an Aboriginal person or an Aboriginal person's property, and then using that control for often some kind of economic purpose.
Judith Hugo, co-convener of Friends of Australian Rock Art, has been campaigning for the region's protection, but she says destruction is already taking place.
There's been a lot of rock art removed, especially when Pluto, the Woodside onshore gas processing plant, was built, and also the joint ventures one. It was removed. It was, in the case of Pluto, it was resituated, which actually defeats the object because the work is right there in situ for various reasons, cultural reasons, and one area of rock art relates to another and there are various pointers from one valley to another. So to remove and replace it elsewhere disrupts the continuity of the rock art.
In a statement, the Western Australian Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Peter Collier, denied sites had been deregistered. Robin Chappell, however, tells another story. So you recently made a statement in relation to Minister Collier's announcement that sites would be deregistered, but now his office is saying that your statement was irresponsible and wrong.
I've been working on the Burrup with various ministers since the early 70s, and everybody acknowledges previously that this was a really important site. For the minister to say it will never be registered as a site is just really odd. I just don't get it.
So what they're saying is that no artworks have been deregistered. It's just areas surrounding the site, and that previously the Burrup Peninsula as a whole was registered, whereas now only specific sites are. At least that's my understanding.
That's right.
So is that what's your concern about that
okay.
arrangement?
Well, the only sites that are registered on the Burrup are sites that have been destroyed. The Burrup and the associated islands, all which are fully carved, have never been quantified, or they're not on the register. So these big areas where there's no sites recorded do not appear on the register. Because they're not on the register, the department can, in all honesty, stand up and say, we do not have it on the register, and therefore we will give you a certificate to go and do some work on that area because there is no sites on our register.
Nina Copel with that report.